And we are live.
Hello.
Hi everyone, welcome to a new spontaneous conversation, already episode 8. Today I have a special guest, Naviraz, all the way from Australia, originally from Romania. And our intention is to make a series of lives and some other things related to that, but we'll talk about that later. So, Naviraz, introduce yourself, please, so that people know who you are.
Who is Naviraz?
And what you do, if that okay. makes it easier.
Who is Naviraz? So, Naviraz is an infinite being deciding to play a game on Earth. And she explores this reality and started her journey in Romania 60 years ago, almost 60 years ago. And arrived in Australia 17 years later without ever planning to come in, to arrive here, to be here in Australia. It's life, just following life. Yes, so I've been asking myself why I'm here in Australia. Why Australia? I never planned. I never knew anything about Australia before I arrived here. I thought here is a hot country and it's only hot weather. And I came from Australia. I flew from Austria in Australia, and it was winter. It was February, and I gave away all my warm clothes which I was wearing in winter because I thought I'm coming to Australia and it's hot every day. So I had some quite nice thick winter outfit and I just gave them away and I come here and 2-3 months later it started to be winter here in Australia because it's the other side. So here in April it's already starting to be cold. I was in Melbourne, so I knew nothing about Australia. So definitely 100% by now, this day, I came up with the conclusion that I had many lifetimes here on this area of the land. And the very first lifetimes that I'm being shown and I remember was in the beginning of this human experiment on Earth. And there were a few races here occupying the local people, and then we had a few star beings coming down to do an exchange with the race which was occupying this area. So they were called reptilians. Some people they call it reptilians. So the reptilians, they were in charge here, and they had slaves. And the humans, they were slaves here, for created for reptilians. So so a galactic federation arranged to with the reptilians to leave this planet and to give it in to the Pleiadians, so the Pleiadians they can start and educate and bringing wisdom to the humans and bringing higher information from Pleiades. So when the star beings came here to take the command of this planet, the reptilians didn't want to give the planet back to Pleiadians, as it was decided. So it was a war here in this area. So this is the time when I am starting to remember I was part of this starship from Pleiades, which came here, and I was like a medicine woman trying to help and helping people which they were injured in the battles. So this is my first memory of my lifetime here. So I'm thinking that must be the reason, because it wasn't just that. Many, many lifetimes here I had incarnated, and I created soul families. So now I was told that this is where my soul family is. And then I was thinking, why was I born in Romania? Wasn't born here from the beginning? If this is all part of my genetic history. So then I'm thinking, maybe one day when my work is complete here, I will need to take some information, some knowledge, some codes of light information to Romania, and maybe create a link between Romania and Australia. I have no idea, but I keep seeing some kind of connection with Romania where I need to create in the near future.
Hey, that's why we connected. I moved from Amsterdam here, and through a common friend, we had to connect.
Exactly. So. I'm sure it's part of the plan. And knowing this, I'm sort of keeping connections with Romanian friends, because I feel we need to get to know each other, to find out more about each other, to help each other develop and to create what comes up next, which I have no idea what's next. So I feel a little bit excited about the whole thing. Just talking about it, I'm noticing myself, I'm not really my comfortable self. I am talking about something that is very powerful maybe, and it's hard for me to keep this information and to keep my energy the way I would like to be. So it just came like a whoosh, like an explosion, and I was just going with it. I couldn't hold it to be the perfect person sitting here with you. So
perfection is being the way you are without judging.
Oh my God. This is what I do even with my words. I have clients and I start talking, I don't realize, and can't help myself sometimes. Just I keep saying things and I don't even know these people. And I know that they're here and they came to have a tantric session, a tantric massage, or who knows what, one of my sessions. And they hear me talking, starting to talk about completely different topics, which they think, because they think tantra has to be something to do with sexuality and actual sex and bigger orgasms and this and that. And I start talking about quantum physics, and I start telling them about certain connections with the universe.
Yes.
So I'm talking, and I can see that they are listening and they are absorbing. So I know that what I'm saying is what I need to tell them, even though they came for something else that they thought they're going to get in the session. And I tell them, this is how it is. You came here because there is a part of yourself, a higher you, that somehow magically put in your head that you have to be here. And that was the only way that they knew how to bring you here. So I know that I am here and sitting, and I'm offering tantric healings and all that, but I know it's not really that. I know that the people who are coming to me are here, they're coming to be activated, to be fine-tuned, to be to have certain seeds planted into their consciousness, so they start to attract more and more information. Because I'm just saying things, and I don't care if they don't understand. And like what I just said now, that was crazy what I just said. That I don't even know who is listening. And that information, you know, with coming here, one of the first Pleiadians on a starship, that's a little bit out there to declare that this is who I am and how I started my life here on this earth. So I am realizing what I'm saying is something unusual, but it just came out from my mouth. I didn't never plan or imagine I'm going to say that now, talking to you.
But it's because we use words, and words are so much more limited than what we feel or even our thoughts. So as long as we're not telepathic, we need to use words, but the words carry an energy. So it's not about the words you use, but it's about what you're really transmitting. It's just like people come for Tantra with their thoughts because they heard people describing in words what Tantra is. And if it's in Europe, then it's all about sex and how to fuck more. And Tantra is just an excuse to have sex, but legitimize it. Where I know it's a way of living, and it's sexuality is just a part of it, but not even half, I believe. It is so much more. Just like in Europe, yoga is about being very sexy and putting one leg behind the other ear and whatever. And look at me and look how what I'm wearing. I'm wearing a string on top of my legging, and it's all super. No, that's not yoga as well. Yoga is also a way of life, and is much more than exercising. But people just come because they're pulled. And then once they're in, and it's the same when they sit with me, they just start to get messages. They may not understand what we're saying, but they get it. They get the subliminal message. They get the feeling, the real transmission. And whatever title we put was just for them to like, oh yeah, just to come.
Yes.
And whatever idea they had of what they would get is also irrelevant. The most important thing is they had to be there. Just like I had a client once who wanted a channeling, who wanted the question. She was so stuck. And the answer was, and that was really funny, stop going to people, start sitting with yourself. So she came to me for help, asking for to channel, and the answer was, go sit on your own. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, you're right. So she just paid me to hear to fuck off and go sit by herself. But yeah, it was what she needed to hear. And she didn't think that, otherwise she would not have come to me.
But that was very, very important for her. It's just one sentence. But she had to go through all that experience to come to you, to spend the time, to spend the money, to hear something in 10 seconds. But if she, because, yeah, sometimes that's how it is. Like yesterday, Friday, I had a client, and again, the same thing happened. I start talking to him about the last book that I was reading, busting out of the business game or something like that. So that was such an important information that he needed to get, that I felt that the rest of the time, it's not important anymore. He should just go home. He actually came for that, just to hear about what I said to him. I don't remember exactly, that's not important, but it really felt that this is such a jewel that he got in the first conversation, and I don't need to do anything anymore. He should go home now. But anyway, I gave him a massage just to make it, to help the information and the codes that he received to go deeper into the DNA and to cleanse a little bit the, you know, make room for this new jewel that he just received. So I did a bit of work on his body energy work and touch. It's nice to have touch, and it's very healing. My hands are healing. So yes, that's That's a little introduction about who is Laviras.
Little 15 minutes later.
Yes.
Yeah, I will also say something about myself quickly because I realized I didn't do that at the beginning. But this is actually how spontaneous conversations go. We just jump in, and that's the whole idea of spontaneous conversations. It originated last year when I made a recording, didn't do it live. I made a recording with Ann Tucker, and we were supposed to talk about the masculine and feminine energy at work. And it was in the category intimacy and sexuality, a series of videos and recordings that I'm making. And the conversation also went just like this. We just dove in. I said, I was like, okay, I need to press record now because we just were talking. And that's why I start recording from the beginning. When I do recordings, not live, I can just cut out what's not needed, but you cannot put back in. But it was an amazing conversation. And that's how actually spontaneous conversation was born. And after that, I did it a few times with different people. And it's always amazing what comes up. So, So when you and I had our talk last week, it was easy to decide, like, okay, let's do it. And like I said before we started the live, I'm blank. I have no idea in my mind what we're going to talk about, although we did discuss several things on Friday, I believe. But I had, I think, four conversations with four different people and two more want to cooperate. So I had so many things in my head that in the end, I just let everything out. And I'm just blank here. And I know we're going to make a series because there's a lot to talk about. We're going to go more in depth. And probably we will organize some workshops for people who want to go even deeper and participate themselves also in the thing. But we'll see what's going to come organically, naturally. So, and what I do is, you probably heard it already. I do work with people. I inspire people. I help people to find their passion, to overcome their blockages, to heal their wounds, so that they do not have all those triggers anymore. When somebody says something or something happened, they're like, and they have these outbursts or feel very bad. A lot of it is related to the youth. I do specialize in healing on the sexual side, sexual trauma in many different shapes, because they come in all shapes and colors. So people can see that on my website, and next to my name you see actually my website. That's literally how it's typed. You just type intuitive.me. But in the description of the video and of the live, you can see both links to my website and Laviras's website, and where you can book a session, where you can see what we do, and ask questions if you have questions. But you can also put questions now or comments in the comment section, and I will be seeing them here on the screen. So please shoot if you have something to ask or to share. So back to you, Laviras.
Thank you.
What do you feel to share with us today? Where do you want to dive into?
Yes. I want to share that I feel grateful to be here today, to have this opportunity to voice my dreams, because that's what I want to talk about, my dreams, what I want to create, I want to talk about myself. So as I talk about myself, to maybe to give some ideas to others, how to use the tools that I'm using to create something amazing in their life. Because I am pretty confident that I got to a place to gather so much information and wisdom and life experience into my 30 years of continuous journey with exploration of the esoterics and meditation, and 20 years of actual working with people as a full-time business. So I feel that I gathered so much information, and I am in such a place of mastering my life. I feel so grateful for what I received, especially in the last year, that I want to put out this information. So what I've done until now is, I don't want to talk about my business, about my tantric work. I feel that it's an old me. I feel that something new is opening for me with everything that I gathered. This is something new. So my first part of working as a tantric practitioner, I feel that I ended up doing that work because life tricked me into it. And I didn't know that I have a choice. It was just happening. And at that time, the way I was thinking, and I think that's where humanity was, the consciousness of humanity was at the place where the healers, they were not thinking too much about themselves. They were just, when they were giving a service, what do people want the most? So how can I get the most clients to be more successful, to put a very much ego-based kind of entrance? And that was not a judgmental way.
It's the acting out of lack. How can I get the most for me? Most clients and stuff like that.
From a good place. It's how can I be more effective? What people want from me? How can I create this amazing? It's felt like it was from the heart, but it was coming from a different place than where we are guided to go now. It's a next level of consciousness. So even that was beautiful, and that was the guidance. It was from the heart, but still, it wasn't working to empower us, to bring us to who we really are. It was more just to do for others. Even though through all this time, I always continued and worked on myself as I was working with my clients. I never stopped expanding and growing. So that's why I was able to continue working for 20 years and have a balanced life on all areas, relationships, business, recreation, everything, all areas of the life, not just, it was nothing separate. It was all together. It was a lifestyle. It was great. But I feel I was just going, yeah, it was my destiny. I've done what I needed to be. But what I was saying, it didn't come from a choice. I want to do that as a full, powerful creator that I am. Do you see the difference? So let me tell you the next one now. So now I feel that the way I want to create, I feel that I want to create my next phase of work that is unfolding through me. Again, I have no idea. Okay. So it's something new happening. And because I know who I am, I want to choose what I'm going to create, not just, there are so many choices, not just, okay, this is what I'm going to do. Yes, because that is needed for, this is what people needed from me. No, this time it's the other way around. This is where I was going to come. This is what do I want to do for myself to do, because I love to do it.
So it's purely expressing your passion.
Not because it's needed in mm-hmm. in the world. Yes, but doing what I love to do.
You. Because you need to tune into you. It's like when somebody says, "I have a radio channel. I love to play 80s music, so I'm going to transmit 80s music, and those who like it will come. I will. It's not like, oh, yeah. I will play the music that most people want to hear.
Yeah,
that's what
exactly.
Most people are doing. It's boring. Just do your own thing, what you love, what you have fun with, and leave the other stuff to other people.
Yes.
So basically, you do what your passion is, which is automatically what you're the best at, and you will give the most value.
Yes, and now
from within.
And now listening to you, I'm thinking, yeah, but even when I started in with Tantra, yeah, I was good with that, but also was needed. I don't know, but I don't know if that makes sense. That's what I'm saying. It's hard to put everything in words. So let's not try to understand everything that I'm saying. You're going to feel more what I'm saying than what I'm saying.
And even if you should simply close your eyes and just listen. And then,
exactly.
Then they will take in more energetically than when they're looking and still trying to understand. And yeah, the focus is different.
So with other words, I am actually not meant to explain exactly what I'm trying to say. I'm just meant to give you a few words. The few words that you're hearing are like codes. And it will trigger something in your conscious mind, and just the sound of my voice, it goes into you, in everyone who hears me. And the information comes through the sound of my voice. It doesn't come through the language. So it's actually, my sound has an encoded frequency, which is, as you're hearing my sound, I can talk English, Romanian, or light language. That information comes through just because you sit in a presence with me, because I am this being which came from Pleiades, from Alcyon, and I had many lifetimes and many, many, many experiences, many, many planets in this galaxy and other galaxies. And all those planets, they send me here as ambassador, and they all put a code into my DNA, and everything that I do, they are watching right now, and they've been watching me the whole time to receive information, to receive data from me, through me, and in same time, they are beaming me continuously. So just living here on the planet, that's all I have to do. To keep myself healthy, to keep myself that I can stay alive. Doesn't matter if I'm going to the beach or if I'm in my house, I am beaming this frequency 24/7 for the population of this earth, which supports the harmonization, the synchronization and upgrade of the whole universe is beaming us right now. So going back to the information that comes through language, to words, it's just to keep us connected with each other. So instead, we could just sit facing each other, the two of us and whoever is watching the screen.
The replay or the live, yes.
And they would get as much benefit from being with us than if I'm talking. So my talk, it doesn't matter what I'm talking, what I'm saying. Whoever is watching this video is receiving what they need to receive from the universe, the galactics, all the beings of light, and from the inner earth. The inner earth. You know, the earth is hollow.
Yeah, just look on Google Earth, and you will see that the poles have been manipulated. It's not real images.
Oh, yes, of course.
Yeah, yes. But it doesn't matter what people believe, as long as we are open. Open to receive the you can call it light codes, you can call it energies, you can call it frequency, whatever is transmitted, if we are open to receive, we can evolve, we can grow. And it's irrelevant what in 10 or 15 or maybe just in a few years from now will be revealed about things that have been hidden from us or have been or we have been lied to about. It's relevant. People are often looking for the truth, but it's not about the physical truth. It's about what you feel in here. And this way, we all have our own truths. And they may be similar, they may be sometimes identical, but I believe most of them are not even identical. They can be very similar, but it's still unique to our own experience, our own background. Even when we look at a color or at the shape of a cloud, everyone will see something different because it's about perception. And perception is our mind interpreting what he sees. And that's why if something happens on the street and 10 people look at it, these 10 people will tell you what they saw, you will hear 10 different stories. Mm-hmm. It's the same with the thing like somebody tells something to somebody and they have to tell it to multiple people. I mean, one tells to the other and in the end you hear something completely different from what the first person said because it's all about interpretation. That's why there is no absolute truth. Because we're always interpreting, and that's totally fine. It doesn't mean that one is right, one is wrong. It's just you need to feel for yourself. And this is very much in line with what you were saying. It's about the transmission and what you feel, what you get from it. And if you would ask 5 people after the workshop what they got from it, and they don't hear each other, but so they're not influenced by what the other said, you will hear 5 different things. Because each of them experienced something different. Although they all heard the same words, they did the same exercise, saw the same images. And that's the beauty of transmission of energy and communication.
I just want to say something, I can't help myself. I'm so excited of what wants to, what I feel like saying. So I was patient for you to finish. And you said it's interpretation. When you were saying interpretation, I was thinking, well, this is because you can call it interpretation. That's your interpretation, that it's an interpretation. Yes. My interpretation is that every human have his own earth.
Yes.
Makes and sense. They are very similar when you do like that life, that reality that exists. There are many infinite realities. So there are infinite earths, and every human has an earth, and he has the people that he created because we are creating everything. We created the universe. So I am creating actually everything in the whole universe. And because you're creating everything in your universe, and it's very similar to my universe, your reality and my reality are superimposed.
At this moment.
In this moment, yes. So when somebody is watching us, other people are watching us, they in this moment, their reality is superimposed with our reality, sort of. And what they project, how they see what is happening, it's based to their earth, what is he experienced, he, she is experiencing on his earth. And what they need to experience. So it's amazing. This is quantum field. And this is the first time when I heard about this, I said, yes, I just knew that this is how it is. Everybody has its own earth. That means that we have our universe because we created all the planets, all that is. We are the God creator, the force, the power of the God and the consciousness now. Cheers.
Yes, I remember you said you wanted to talk more about quantum physics, and it was interesting when you started talking about the reality in each his own earth. I was like, yeah, that's the quantum physics. Like they have proven in quantum physics, if you look at something, you influence it. They've scientifically demonstrated it. So even for the people who are using their brain and they want to understand everything, science has proven it.
Yeah.
And so what they have not yet been able to demonstrate scientifically doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
But they can demonstrate
tools yet to prove it.
But they can demonstrate it now. They can explain it scientifically, everything.
Yeah, but like physically showing it, there are certain things it's still difficult to do. But yeah, we just need more time. But for people to say, oh, it cannot be proven, so it's not true, that's bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not because we did not have strong telescopes to see certain galaxies or planets or stars that they didn't exist 100 years ago. They exist already for billions of years, but we couldn't see them. Doesn't mean they were not there. Or that we didn't have blood cells. I mean, red and white blood cells. They were there in us already for millions of years, but you couldn't see them. We didn't have microscopes to see them, but they have always been there. Only now we can actually see them. Now they're here. Now they're here. No, they were always there.
What if I'm saying that it's totally wrong? There was nowhere there. Nothing was there. You just made it up right now. You just make up everything right now. Even the story that you are telling me, you're just making up.
I'm creating.
You didn't make this. You just created the whole body right now. You put all the organs and everything right now. Right now. You just to make this game more plausible that you are a human. So you also you in this moment you're creating all the past that we had meetings before that we talked about that. You're just creating it all now.
A few people are now like, what?
I know. I know it's crazy. So this is the crazy time that I want to, the crazy reality that we enter the quantum field. It's so crazy. And I need to rewire my whole reality. I'm waking up and I want to remind myself that, I do remind myself that everything is an illusion. Nothing is real. It's a creation of my consciousness, of my higher self. It's creating it all, right now, everything. But it's so well done. I am such a genius that it looks so real. So I just need to remind myself what a genius I am to create, to fool myself that this is real. So this is my rewiring. So if I am who I'm reminding myself that I am, how am I living my life now? What am I doing now? How am I interacting in this experience or in that experience? How I handle my everyday life? How I'm traveling my everyday life? How I'm treating myself in my mind, in my emotions? What is the thinking that I have? So I'm rewiring, and I'm so grateful that I have this opportunity to the space to do that. That I don't have anything that I have to do. So I have nothing that I have to do. Somehow I took my life to this place where I can just listen and just do what I feel like doing right now. I don't have anything like to go to work or a certain unresolved encounter with something, I am so free, 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 free in every moment to choose what I want to do. And what do I create? And if I create my own earth, if I have my own earth, everything I see, I created myself, including the story that I hear and I see on Facebook. I don't watch TV. All this with COVID, whatever. I don't even know what the number is because I don't give it too much attention.
I don't know either.
It means that I even created that.
Actually, I have a question because I'm sure there are questions coming up in people and listening to this. Sorry for interrupting. When you say creating your own earth, what would you say to somebody who says, I'm suffering at this moment because I do not have income. I'm unable to pay my bills. I may be kicked out of my home because I cannot pay the bank. What would you say to such a person? Because the person would say, how can you say that I created this shitty situation for myself? So could you elaborate on this? Could you explain this?
I have a feeling...
Because there's so many people who are experiencing this now and more are coming.
Yes. I don't think this person is ready for the information that I have. This person would not come in my aura to ask me that. I am certain about that. So to give you an answer, I would not be able to give you an answer because this person would not receive this information. He is not ready for this information.
Okay.
And you are putting this in a question because this is your imagination, but this, I would not attract this person. So let's say that will happen. But let's say if that will happen, what would
I say? Something that is unpleasant in the reality. Mm.
Yes, like my clients, they come because it's unpleasant in their reality. What would I tell them?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's why I talk to them crazy stuff, and I just do that explosion of information which sounds crazy. So I keep telling them, tell them that they need to start doing their own inner work. They need to start practicing. They need to connect. I give them, I recommend them books. So it's time to work. That's why I am where I am, and I have access to remembering who I am and so much tools and information. Because I've done 30 years of inner work. They don't need to do 30 years like me now, because now it's a different frequency around the earth and everything.
Going faster.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. But they need to start the work, and they can progress very quickly. It doesn't need to take a long time. It's just some they can, but just remember and... ready, they're full of passion, and they get inspired and alive, and just by hearing about this possibility, what is possible.
When you say remember, can you elaborate on that?
Remember what, me?
Yeah, you just said when they remember, they just need to remember.
Yeah, because some people, they come with... not some, lots or maybe most of people come with all the information stored in their DNA, and so the more they open and they get activated, then that can happen through the session, it can happen through their own practices, a combination of both, you know, they start to create a connection to those parts, those those dreams and codes that they are stored in their DNA, they start coming alive and the information starts to ooze out into the other parts of the consciousness until it comes to the conscious mind. So that's remembering. It's actually an information that it's inside you. So that is part of the development, to start to remember, who you are.
For that, you need to silence the mind. So, for example, meditation can help a lot, or a walk in nature without talking, without listening to music, maybe, or maybe only very, okay, if you're in nature, I wouldn't put on music on the ears, but if you don't have nature close by, put peaceful music on your ears just to calm the mind so that you can go inwards. And from there, you actually hear the voices that you have within you. You can let your soul speak.
Yes, and there are
a journey. Mm-hmm.
There are many other processes which they can help to enhance that. You know, there can be certain practices, exercises, the whole lifestyle, actually. It's all together, you know. What you do through the day, it helps you with your meditation. What you do in a meditation helps you through the day. So you can't separate anything. So it depends what you do in the rest of the day. You know, if you have a crazy life and you just abuse yourself, and then you just go and meditate, yes, you'll get some benefits from meditating, but the meditation is not progressing if you continue with through the day to be unconscious and not to listen and just to continue the old programs, old belief systems, just regurgitate stuff that is not yours, that was placed in by previous generations, by family. So if you just continue not paying attention to the conditioning that is in the mind and just continue, yes, you'll have more peaceful life, but still we really need to upgrade and to change and to step into this quantum way very fast, because we are at this time where we need to move fast to keep up with what's happening. There's a very, very fast, strong energy, so we need to upgrade and to let these new powerful energies to be our physical body to be okay with it, because we have a certain structure which is for the old system. So these new energies that come to the earth, it's a different frequency, it's more crystalline. So we need to transform, actually mutate our DNA, our cells, for the new energy that is coming. So that's another process that I'm working on myself at this stage. That's my main thing, to help my body transform, to hold these new frequencies, the crystalline DNA activation. So we're changing the carbon-based DNA to crystalline-based DNA. So that can be done with the power of our mind, through meditation, through sound healing, and just with the intention that you are ready. You can talk to your DNA and install it yourself.
Yes, and science already has proven already for many years that our DNA is changing. It's not in the media, but if you look for scientific research, you'll find it, actually.
Yes, I
we are changing. It is changing, and our will and our intention can be very powerful. We have so much power actually in us that we're not aware of often, but we can really heal ourselves. We can deepen our experience when we really want it, when we decide to, not from a fear or from a feeling of lack, but from the abundance, it's a different energy. It's a love energy. Like, yes, I have everything I need in this moment. And yes, I don't have $1 million in the bank, but I have everything I need now to have this beautiful talk with you and to live stream it so that those who are interested and need to hear us will hear us. I don't need anything else at this moment, just this. And when we go into this mindset, then we are actually able to manifest new things, to create new things, to get inspiration, to get those new ideas for whether it is that you're looking for a new job and you have trouble finding one. You need inspiration to actually know what to say or what to look for, or to actually be able to see what's in front of you that you haven't been focusing on, because you're so focused on I need that specific thing. It's like you have in your mind you want a red Volkswagen Golf, but you only start to see those, but maybe there is a red Passat for the same size, same price, but it's much more spacious and it will give you more possibilities, but you don't see it because you're so focused on that one thing. But if you go into the abundance energy and you just open, then you see all the new possibilities that you never thought of. And that is also how I work with myself, by just laying in my warm bath. That is how I do most of my meditations. And then ideas come and things I never thought of, or I connect dots that I never connected before, although they have been there for years in front of me, in my face, every single day. And it never came to me to actually like, hey, wow, that's a great idea. And this happened very recently, for example, with the videos I make. One of my passions is aviation, so I make aviation videos, and I have a YouTube channel for that, which is called Intuitive Aviation News. But I never thought of actually putting a short link to my coaching. So now I put there, and this video is sponsored by intuitive.me. More about this at the end of the video. And there I have a short promo. I never thought of that. And I already have for a year and a half, 2 years, my aviation channel. And I see all these videos on YouTube with all our with our sponsors and stuff. And I never made that connection. But the connection happened during one of my meditations. So that's why it's so important to find your inner peace, whether it's through meditation, yoga, or whatever other kind of exercises you want to do. But find that inner peace, because things come up. I mean, us sitting here also came from a moment of inner peace, and then inspiration came, and then we connected, and we connected dots, and that's how we're here. And on Friday, I'm going to have another live. And for that one, there's already a 3-part workshop planned also, which will come 2 weeks after that on 3 Fridays. And that also, this just all happened also, just like we talked. It was a few hours later, I talked with another friend, and it happened like that. We both just connected to catch up because we hadn't talked for a month or two. Live, like we only had been texting, we just sat, we started talking, and boom, it just came, because we were grounded, we were in the moment, and the love energy, the inspiration energy was all flowing, so things are just manifesting.
Well, while you were talking, I was already starting to manifest something.
Oh, you want to share?
I was just I was getting that would be nice to do a little activation meditation when we're ready to close. So I will guide you guys into a meditation with and I will see what energy wants to come. I will talk about it. I will get more details about what.
Yeah, we're already an hour in, so I think for most people, an hour is like
enough.
It's like enough, so just let it flow.
Yes, I would like to let me feel into what energies, what wants to come through this meditation, what it will be an activation. And I feel that I want to give an activation to help with financial freedom. And we can talk about this next time. It's something to do with opening to financial abundance, freedom, and is connecting us with a source, a huge and abundant source of wealth, financial wealth, global, galactic exchange, banking. So just a few words, because this is another huge subject. So
a very interesting subject for most people. Hmm? So, it's a very interesting subject for most people. So it's a nice teaser for next time. But let's do this meditation and let them feel what is possible.
Yes, this is as I was saying this, I was hearing the same thing. This is a teaser, but I wasn't planning, it was just coming through, you know.
That's the beauty of it.
Yes, I like it, I love it.
So you do the meditation and I'll hold space.
I will. Okay. So you can sit up straight. Ideally is to sit up straight. But if you feel like laying down, imagine yourself that you are actually standing up on the earth barefoot. So we can actually, all of us, go into a beautiful place in nature and we are standing up barefoot. Feel the earth, listen to the sounds around, look around, observe the beautiful nature that you are in right now. You are bilocated into a place. This place is actually the inner earth. There is a magical valley inside the earth. It's your wonderland. This is a place where you have your own piece of property, sort of. It's not really property, that's yours, that's where you go and you can play and you can use all your powers that you were originally created, all the powers, all the abilities. You are so-called superhuman there, at your highest, at the most advanced level that you can be in a human form. So as you are standing in that valley and you receive the energies coming down from the sun, coming down through you, through the top of your head, passing through all the energy centers through your body, it goes down into the inner earth, goes all the way down into the inner earth sun, which is like a crystal. It's a gigantic crystal in the center of the earth, which emanates the light and the energy necessary to sustain the life inside the earth. So as you are standing like that in the, and you allow this energy to pass through you and it went into the center of the earth, into the inner earth sun, from there it goes up in all directions, rays of rainbow light goes out from the inner earth sun and there is a beam in which goes into every human on earth. So right now we brought down through us, through the sun, these codes and we took them into the inner earth sun, and from there we radiated up back, but not just in us, it came up into every human on earth in rainbow colors, not just seven colors, there are actually 13 main rainbow colors going up. So I am doing this for every human in my hologram, in my earth. You are doing that for every human that you created on your earth. We are doing it together. It's sort of connecting a little bit with our conversation we had before. So just feel this energy, the rainbow light, the rainbow serpent coming up from the earth, coming up, passing through our main chakras, passing through the heart all the way through the middle of the brain, through the pineal, goes out back into the sun. And from the sun, now it goes further into the galactic sun, into Pleiades, in Alcyon. From there, it spreads into other 12 star systems. So this beam, this channel of energy now is bringing the codes of financial freedom for the new earth down the same way. So there are 13 rays of light, 12 uniting in Pleiades, so plus Pleiades is 13 down, 13 rainbow lights coming down, galactic rainbow coming down back into your avatar, into your pillar of light, Antikarana, tube of light goes down into your center, into your heart. And from here, 13 rainbow lights beams out in all directions, into your aura, into your sphere. And every cell is upgraded. Every cell is illuminating with the rainbow lights. Every cell becomes a mini rainbow light, going into the nucleus, going into DNA, receiving the upgrades, installing, activating, fine-tuning, synchronizing, aligning. Keep seeing yourself as a beam of rainbow light, a gigantic sun radiating rainbow light, receiving the code for financial freedom, galactic banking. Akoa shakara hate makate ya tora hashoti kitu asete rai kutu shangara hote kala shomara hate kashukera ya ara o kera pa koriji kada kuti rubu jukalanti kura shukura itiene ama hote rala kushitua ha. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you to all the beings who make this happen. Thank you to everybody who listened, who will listen. Thank you, Lofty, thank you.
Thank you very much for a very beautiful episode, let's call it. It was not just a conversation.
I feel honored to share this.
Thank you everyone for watching live or the replay. Feel free to put your comments and questions. We will be answering them either back in the comments or maybe in upcoming episodes. It's always nice to receive questions because it makes it more interactive. And I would say, see you in the next live or video. Have a beautiful day, everyone, or night, depending on where you are.